The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Welcome to the Circling the Wagons podcast, a podcast discussing the Bills all year round with interviews, news, recaps, and insightful fan discussion. Most times. Here's your host and lifelong Bills fan, Nate.
Hey Bills fans, welcome to a special edition of Circling the Wagons, a Buffalo Rumblings podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this past weekend, we were able to talk with Hall of Famer and Bills legend Bruce Smith at the DraftKings Sportsbook at the Del Lago Casino in Waterloo, New York. Now, he was making an appearance on behalf of the Sportsbook and Casino, but was gracious enough to talk to us for about 10 minutes or so. Now, this is a casino area during the Bills game, so you will hear some background noise, but you'll be able to hear Bruce give some really thoughtful answers to questions about his playing style, his preparation, the culture in the locker room of the 90s, and how it relates to what Sean McDermott is doing currently with the Bills locker room. So without further ado, the man, the myth, the legend, Bruce Smith.
Bledsoe tries to answer. Smith meets him at the pass.
He is the all-time sack leader for the Buffalo Bills in the NFL. He is an 11-time Pro Bowler, a 3-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. He was the first overall pick in the 1985 draft out of Virginia Tech and was a first ballot Hall of Famer in 2009. We're joined on the Circling the Wagons podcast by Buffalo Bills legend Bruce Smith. Bruce, it's great to talk to you. How are you?
Well, it's good to be here, and particularly since we're watching a game and the Bills are winning.
Yes. 21-7 right now, man. 21-7. It's a good time. So let's first talk about your playing style in the NFL. I mean, what was your best trait as a player? Was it your strength, your flexibility, your quickness off the ball, your film prep, your mental toughness? What was your biggest strength?
You just explained them all. I think along with that was my God-given ability and my football IQ. I put a ton of work and commitment and time into being a student of the game, my conditioning, lifting weights, watching what I ate, making sure that I was at the optimum weight to perform at the highest level of performance. So I think all of those were a factor with my speed and agility and balance and quickness off of the ball. They all played a part of me becoming who I am as a player.
And it was not only important during the season, but I'm sure you were taking this in the off season as well.
Yeah. I learned at a very young age when I was playing that it was a lot easier to stay in shape than it was to get in shape. So where most guys would let themselves go during the off season, I made sure I maintained my weight, pretty much my same weight throughout the whole year. And when I went to training camp, I was already in shape as opposed to going to training camp to get in shape.
Oh, yeah.
So I had a leg up on my opponent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Great. So, I mean, what was the locker room culture like
in the heydays of the 90s?
Our locker room culture, when I first got there, was not very good. We were not a very good football team. As a matter of fact, in 84, the team went 2-14. In 85, when I was drafted, we went 2-14. So that was the first thing that had to be changed, the culture from the top down. And systematically and strategically, Ralph Wilson, the late, great Hall of Famer and owner of the Buffalo Bills, Ralph Wilson, made some critical moves to put together a nucleus of great competitors to be on the Buffalo Bills team. And I can go down the long list, like Jim Kelly and Andre Reed and Thurman Thomas and Daryl Talley and just so many others, Nate Oldham, Cornelius Bennett, Ken Hall, and Will Wolford. That's what, and Steve Tasker, and whom I think is the greatest special teams player that ever played the game. So that's when our culture started to change. We had fierce competitors, players that were accountable, players that understood at a very young age how to be a pro. And I think that carried on to the football field and the excitement that the fans gave us as well.
Now, is it a two-sided thing? So if you have coaching, and you have great coaching, great culture instilled, but you don't have the players that want to instill it, is it a two-part process, or does it always start from the top up,
the coaching staff and the ownership and everything? They're all connected. And you may be able to get away for a little while by having a missing piece or two here, but sooner or later it'll catch up to you. So you need to have all of those elements to be a successful organization.
Okay, great. So, I mean, you've been through the Super Bowls, you've been through the team success in the 90s. Is locker room culture pivotal to a team success, or can you get through with just pure talent and great players?
If you don't have the proper culture, that culture that is accountable, that culture that is disciplined, that culture that understands that no one man is bigger than the team, again, you may get away with it for a little while, but sooner or later, there will be cracks in the foundation. And that's not a very good situation. That's when teams to start falling apart, they start, you can tell when the media catches wind of it and they start seeing different players go different ways it's not a very good atmosphere.
Do you see that culture nowadays with the team that you see now, Sean McDermott, the Josh Allen, this team that you see now, or is it too hard? Or is it too early to tell?
No, we have been building that culture for a few years now. I think Sean's doing a great job and strategically bringing players on this team that are going to be accountable, that understands that this culture that we are putting together is something that's going to be sustainable. And you can tell by the way he's going after players in the draft, so these players can grow together. They can become a family together. And they understand that once you enter this atmosphere, we're going to be a team of unity, a team that's accountable, and a team that wants to go out and perform and have fun and win.
Oh, great. So with your playing career in general, what do you miss most about playing? Is it the cheer of the crowd or the camaraderie of the locker room? What do you miss most?
Well, those are two things that I miss the most. These fans were just incredible. The Buffalo Bills fans led the NFL in attendance 6 years in a row. I think it was 1988 to the early 1990s. And it was just an electric atmosphere. And you can expect that to take place in a dome stadium or in in Miami or someplace where it's, the weather is conducive and it's 80 or 90 degrees. But when you're in Buffalo and you see the fans week in, week out, year out, packing the stadium, it sends chills down us as players to go out and perform better. So I often say this, you know, we have blue collar fans. They put their heart and their soul into cheering for the Buffalo Bills, and that's what we appreciated the most.
Yeah. Wow. So what keeps you busy nowadays? I mean, what are you passionate about in post-NFL career?
Well, this is my favorite time of the year right now. Obviously, there's football is back, and I get a chance to just sit back and watch a few games, play around the golf, and then go watch a game or vice versa. So this is a great time of the year for me. Real estate development is keeping me busy. Personal appearances is keeping me busy. And just trying to have a positive impact on my community.
Oh, great.
So those are things that I've been focused on.
Right now in the NFL, you say you watch football, you watch college football. I'm sure you watch Virginia Tech, you know.
I did. I was at the game yesterday.
Oh, wow. Yeah, great. That's awesome. Which player in the NFL right now, which defenseman in the NFL right now reminds you of Bruce Smith? Or is there one?
There's a couple of them that are extremely talented. Von Miller, Khalil Mack, those are two of the names that really stick out. Aaron Donald, St. Louis Rams, well, the LA Rams now.
Yeah.
I mean, just three incredibly talented defensive players and pass rushers, and there's some more that are out there. But if you want to go on for the last 3 to 4 to 5 years, those are the ones that have a tremendous upside in sustaining that high level of play for the next 5 years or more.
Great, great. Well, you know what, Bruce? I appreciate you coming on and talking with us. I'll let you get back to watching the game. Right. I know we want to get back to it. We want to get back to it, too. So appreciate you coming on.
And I want to thank DraftKings and Del Largo for having me here today. What an incredible venue and the opportunity to be able to come and make an appearance on behalf of those two companies. I really appreciate it.
There were a lot of people here to see you today. Yeah. They were all happy to see you too, and you did it. You did it well, man. Yeah, you did it well.
Thank you.
So very good. Nice to meet you.
Thanks. Nice to meet you.
Appreciate you doing this,
right.
And go Bills, right?
All right, go Bills. And go Hokies.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. After that, we're going to talk about what it was like to be a fan/podcaster interviewing Hall of Famer and Bills legend Bruce Smith.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
So, just wanted to discuss in general. I mean, you know, we obviously do a podcast for Buffalo Rumblings in on the Buffalo Bills, but we're also fans. I mean, we grew up fans watching the team, watching the 90s era Bills and everything like that. I mean, to meet a guy like Bruce Smith in general was an amazing, but to interview him was just unbelievable. I'll speak to it because I know you guys couldn't be there right in the interview. You guys were kind of off to the side. But first off, let's talk about the very first thing that happened during the Bruce Smith interview. There was that guy who was in an Ezekiel Elliott jersey.
He's laughing because we were standing right there, like planning to take part in the interview.
Well, you guys couldn't be right in it because
there was really a better one-on-one format.
It's better. He wouldn't know who that. And let me just say, you never know with these interviews, how guys are going to be. I mean, we've interviewed Mike Love. He was our first Bills player we've ever interviewed. And then, you know, you have Bruce Smith, Hall of Fame Bruce Smith. And you never know how he's going to be because, I mean, this is just a podcast. He's been, you know, interviewed how many times on TV or radio spots or whatever to very important situations. And the guy handled it like a pro's pro. I mean, he had very thoughtful answers. He wasn't just like, yeah, that was good, the end. Like, the guy was just, it was extremely nice. He took it very seriously, as you hope, as you, you know, and he was just a pro's pro. I just gotta say that first of all. But do you guys remember when that guy with the Ezekiel Elliott jersey showed up and then just was like, hey, Bruce. And Bruce was like, yeah. He's like, what was your number? What was your number when you were playing? And he's like, 78. He's like, oh, okay, I thought so. Thanks, man. It's like, guy.
Was he trying to throw shade at him or what?
No, I think he was just, it was just.
But all you had to do was look around. Every other person was wearing a jersey.
I know. It was just like. Just Google it. You will find out. If you don't know it, ask somebody else. Ask anybody else in the crowd. Don't ask the guy that's right there.
Like, interrupt everything.
Interrupt everything. It was cool to meet him. He was a cool guy in general. Very cool. Actually, when he first came over, I shook his hand like, hey, I'm Nate in the Circling the Wagons podcast. Like, you know, we got you set up right over here. He's like, actually, I'm going to go wash my hands. I'm going to wash my hands because I've had people like you shaking my hand for the past 3 hours. And I feel pretty dirty right now. But, dude, the guy is in, like, some NFL players, when they're done with the NFL, reasonably so, you can understand, or understandably so, they let themselves go. You know, they're not in peak physical shape.
As would you.
As would I. As have I, and I've never played professional sports. But the dude is in phenomenal shape, right? I mean, he's 56 years old. He looks like he's 26. Like, no joke. The guy's huge. He's in great shape. And he mentions that in the interview, like how he always took really great care of his body through that. So it's kind of cool to see a guy like that, you know, the way that he attacks it. In order to get to that Hall of Fame level, you have to have a certain mindset that's a little over the top. You have to pay attention to the small details of everything. And whether that's nutrition, whether that's, you know, your film review, whether that's, you know, just the way that you, his flexibility or whatever, like, it's all those things. And he did all of them. It was really cool to talk to a guy like that. Appreciate, you know, the folks over here at Del Lago at the DraftKings Sportsbook for setting that up and talking with us and having that available for us as, you know, a podcast for Buffalo Rumblings. You know, it was one of the highlights of my short career as a podcaster and highlights in general of my fandom as a Bills fan. What I will say is, I kind of mentioned this in the recap podcast, was how much Bruce Smith was really into the Bills game. Like, he would be meeting people, and if he heard the crowd in the background in the theater, in the viewing theater area, if he saw them, like, some loud noise or some loud cheering, he kind of, like, left the people he was talking to for a minute and go see what the play was. I mean, he's that. You always wonder about those guys. Are they big Bills fans like we are? Do they really care about the team? And he really does. I mean, he sincerely does. And how cool was it to see, you know, just a guy that was, I mean, he met hundreds of people today. And he was super cool. He didn't take any time off. He wasn't like, all right, come on, let's go. He was very genuine and nice and talked to the people and wasn't just one-word answers. He would ask them about themselves. It was really cool to see firsthand. So got to give a lot of credit to, you know, Bruce Smith for, you know, being such a great interviewee, you know, for us this past weekend. Got to give a lot of credit to the marketing people over at Del Lago and the DraftKings Sportsbook. They really helped set this up. You've probably seen our retweets where we gave a prediction for the second half of the Bills-Giants game. And then they also showed a clip of us interviewing Bruce Smith. And yeah, it was a fun time. Do you guys have anything else you want to add to that?
I was just a very gracious individual, I guess.
Yeah, I'm glad I limited the questions. We had about five. We had about 10 questions. I can only get to five. I'm glad we didn't go through. I didn't go through and make like 20 questions. We weren't going to have them for a long sit down, so I was glad we limited that. John, what'd you think?
I thought it was great. Great experience. I mean, shook the hand of a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah, we got a picture with him. Shook his hand.
I could never wash his hand again.
Did you now? What did you get him to sign of yours?
Oh, I had a old football card that I had him sign.
So what year? Do you remember? 90?
It was a 89 score card.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
You had it in the plastic case though, and everything. This was like legit sports card. This wasn't just like, hey, I found this in my collection.
Yeah, well, I also found the case, so I was, you know, so it wouldn't just be in my pocket all crumpled up.
Nice. I had, I mean, we're, as much as we are, you know, wanted to interview him, I mean, we're fans just as much. So, like, I bought this cool white hat from, this New Era hat from training camp, and I didn't get anyone to sign in training camp. I'm like, ah, that sucks. Maybe someday. So today I brought it with, in the off chance, we didn't know for sure when we got here that we were going to interview Bruce Smith, just because, you know, he's such a busy guy. He's got a lot of things going on. You don't know what the contract involves. So we were just gracious to do that. But I got him to sign my white New Era cap, Bruce Smith, 78, and Bad Things.
Bad things, man. I mean, bad things. Things that I just can't possibly talk about. You know what Bruce would do if he found me messing with this shoe, man? Bad things, man.
So that was pretty cool after the famous commercial with Dennis Hopper. Peak Dennis Hopper. So cool. Just wanted to give our thoughts on that. Really cool guy. Thank you guys so much for listening to our interview with Bruce Smith. Keep, if you get a chance, hit that subscribe button. I mean, we're not interviewing Hall of Famers every week, but we do a recap podcast every Sunday. The people in this Buffalo Rumblings channel do a great job, whether it's Matt Warren with the Rumblings Q&A questions, Anthony Marino with the Breaking Buffalo Rumblings podcast, you know, the Nick and Nolan show, which is a great show, Believe, another great show, and Blitzed Bills. I mean, this is the place to be, and we'll provide more and more content. And yeah, so for me, Nate, go Bills. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Circling the Wagons podcast. Download and subscribe to us in your favorite podcast service. Email us at ctwpod@gmail.com. That's Charlie Tango Whiskey Pod at gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at ctwpod. And most importantly, go Bills!
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.